On today's Good Word, we're talking about the calling we all share and the Lord's example at an early age. It was customary under the law of Moses for Joseph and Mary to take their family to Jerusalem every year for the required feasts. They were observant Jews who sought to worship and learn at the temple during Passover before returning home to Nazareth. Yet one year, when Jesus was 12, he didn't return with them. As they traveled in a large group with friends and family, somehow his parents hadn't noticed until 3 days into the journey, at which point they rushed back along the route they'd taken. In Luke chapter 2, once they had tracked him down, they were astonished, as he had already understood his mission upon the earth. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? Mary and Joseph were completely concerned for the physical welfare of Jesus, but he was already looking to the spiritual work he had ahead of him. Even from a young age, Jesus was preparing to do God's work, understanding that he held a unique place within God's plan to save his children. He was obedient to his earthly parents while he grew, but his obedience to God and his work were absolute, taking priority over everything else. He knew his role as the Savior and Redeemer of earth was no more or less than doing the Father's business. Everything he accomplished during his short ministry, healing the sick, teaching his doctrine, raising the dead, organizing a church, performing the atonement, was all part of God's work to save his children. In a loud and busy world that demands every moment of time it can get its hands on, it's easy for us to struggle prioritizing what really is important. And even with righteous desires we might have to serve God, it's not always easy to find the way we can best serve him and our fellow men. But the Lord Jesus stands as the example here, as he does in all things. Rather than focus on accomplishments only the world appreciates, he would have us learn and perform the Father's business. His doctrine outlines the path we need to tread and how we are to serve God and our fellow man while learning to become more like Jesus. The details of our work in his service may vary from person to person, but that shouldn't distress us. Any part of the kingdom where we can do work is a good place to get started. Our experience and abilities may incline us one direction or another, which is precisely the Lord's plan. He doesn't want a sea of identical drones carrying out the work in the kingdom. Instead, he populates his church with individuals, giving them responsibilities according to their strengths and opportunities to grow according to their desires. Whatever we are engaged with, if we are serving our brothers and sisters, we are on the Lord's errand, caring for his children as he would. His calling for us is no more or less than learning to do what he would do. And that's the good word.